Kevin Barrett. Truth Jihad Radio. Special St. Patrick's Day edition coming at you from the shores of beautiful lake. Where am I here? What is this? Flathead Lake in Montana. And I'm out here to give a talk. Tomorrow I'll be speaking at the Peace Rally in Missoula, and then I'll be speaking at the University of Montana on Monday. Details should be up and available at the Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance website, MUJCA.com. And right now I'm talking with Ralph Umholt, a pilot and aviation expert and 9/11 expert. And, Ralph, we do have some callers, so let's bring them on, huh?
Sure.
Okay. First caller is Jeff from Vermont. How's it going, Jeff?
Hey, Kevin. How you doing? Hey, Ralph.
Pretty good.
How are you doing?
How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming out and talking about this. What I think is, I just got a comment and a question. I think what people kind of don't take into account is the accountability of that day. Nobody from the military, nobody from the U.S. government, nobody from any private industry was ever held accountable for 9/11. And another thing, they have this Zachary Massawi who they try to blame 9/11 on, that he masterminded the whole thing, and Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And now Mohammed's coming out, and this guy looked, like you said before, MK Ultra. You look in his eyes, there's nothing there. And there's reports in Pakistan and Afghanistan that he was killed in 2002. There's just so many, you know, anomalies to the fact that, you know, who is this guy? And how are we supposed to believe anything that the government says that he's telling the truth? You know, now they say he's killed, you know, Mr. Pearl. And who knows? I mean, is he responsible for JFK, Robert Kennedy? I mean, who knows what the... It's just this government is too much in the concept of, you know, we can't trust you anymore, and whatever you say, who's going to believe you? And it's just a sad, sad state of affairs that we live in today.
Well, I agree with that, Jeff. And you know, that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed or KSM story that we just got, my goodness gracious. I mean, this is so ludicrous. I mean, the whole KSM thing was already a joke before this happened, you know. I don't know how many people realize this, but you can find this in the Complete 9/11 Timeline by Paul Thompson, that back when KSM, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, was supposedly arrested in Pakistan back in the spring of 2003, they showed a video of his alleged arrest to a bunch of journalists. The journalists were rolling on the floor laughing because it was such a bad, fake reenactment of what they were being told was the actual arrest of KSM, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. So that's the only evidence we have that this guy was ever taken into custody. And there's no video of any of his interrogation, no video of anything of him being in custody. We just got like a couple of photographs, and that's it. There's no evidence of any of it. And yet, KSM is almost the whole source of the 9/11 Commission Report's version of these dastardly terrorists. And now, after this, supposedly this guy that we don't even know was in custody, and we know they faked his arrest video, but now suddenly they wheel out this confession where he confesses to everything from, you know, the 1906 San Francisco earthquake to, you know, to yesterday's you know, fire in Timbuktu. I mean, this is, how stupid do they think we are, Ralph?
Oh, they know we're awfully stupid on the whole. I mean, they found the biggest evidence was the War of the Worlds broadcast. Somebody said, "Oh my God, look, it can be done." I think his name was Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, the War of the Worlds broadcast. Right, they had people panicked in the streets, fleeing an alien attack. We'll be right back here, Kevin Barrett on Truth Jihad Radio, talking with Ralph Umholt, and still taking calls. So feel free to call in here at rbnlive.com. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Everybody's making love, no one really cares. There's matches in the bathroom, just below the stairs.
Welcome back to Truth Jihad Radio. This is your host, the rockin' Truth Jihadi Daddy, Kevin Barrett. And I'm talking with Ralph Omholt. We're having a good conversation here. We just talked with Jeff from Vermont, who had some questions about good old KSM, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. If you want to read some of the better pieces that have come out about this travesty, this bogus Russian, you know, KGB, Stalinist, USSR show trial confession, go to the Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance for 9/11 Truth, MUJCA.com, and you'll see several of these articles, including my own contribution, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed Wants to Slay Us. Stop, you're killing me, KSM. Yeah, oh boy. Anyway, we do have another caller on the line, Frank from Colorado. How you doing, Frank?
Yeah, this is Frank.
Hey, hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I really appreciate what both of you have done in your research, and I thought maybe I could help Ralph out with something. There was a pilot who worked for one of the airlines, and he said that there was a particular chip that had been installed in the Boeing airplanes, and he was on both the Alex Jones Show and Coast to Coast, and he said that with this chip, that any Boeing 757 could be recontrolled. And I thought that was interesting because I think maybe that was really what was steering those planes.
Well, what do you think about that, Ralph?
Well, you know, the technology is obviously available. It's been around since the 60s, but, you know, the argument against that is, you know, what do you do with the pilots that are at the controls?
Well, you override it. And
you know,
the pilot...
Exactly.
And remember this, too, Ralph. The FAA was ordered to destroy all the tapes that they had between the pilot and the command centers. And they were shredded. They were cut up into little pieces and spread around into various garbage cans. So nobody ever got to hear what
I can correct you on that. The story that was released in the New York Times was it wasn't the tapes of the transmissions between pilots and ground control. That was tapes of FAA controllers who decided to try to you know, while their memories were fresh, to describe what they had experienced on 9/11. So they recorded this sort of big debriefing, and the supervisor then confiscated those tapes and, as you said, smashed the plastic into little pieces and distributed little pieces of tape in all the different wastebaskets in the FAA facility. But that was not the communication between the aircraft and the ground.
Well, did we ever hear the communication between the aircraft and the ground? I mean, we never even got to hear what it was on the black boxes. You know, we didn't get to hear anything.
No, that was all covered up. And, you know, the major thing that, you know, is out there that tells people something's wrong is the fact that there's no radar data antied up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, anyway, the pilot who was on Coast to Coast and Alex Jones show said that there was a $600 million lawsuit or a fine that Boeing had to pay because of these chips that they had installed. And also, he said, and he was a pilot, he refused to fly ever again because he said that there were explosive charges behind all the doors.
I don't believe that for a second. No.
He said that they had installed it, that the idea behind it all was that in case they were on the ground and they needed to blow those doors so that they could rush the plane and take over any terrorism.
So
I don't know. It's something to look into. You know, I can't say that it's all true.
The story just doesn't, you know, ring true by virtue of the fact that, you know, airplanes are subject to lightning strikes, and there's no way that you would dare have an explosive or detonator available.
Absolutely, and that's why he refused to ever fly.
Yeah.
In fact, he retired early, and he said that he wasn't going to fly anymore until they answered. He submitted questions to the FAA, and they refused to answer. He submitted questions to the FBI, and they wouldn't answer.
That's the mode that they're in right now, that they don't answer anything about anything.
They might have to answer some questions that would reveal something important, so they don't answer any questions at all. It gets them off the hook, huh?
Exactly.
I suppose so. Anyway, I really do appreciate you, Ralph. Thanks again, and Kevin, too. Thanks, guys.
Well, thank you for your input.
Yeah, thank you, Frank.
Okay.
So Ralph, how do you go about the process of, you know, there's so much information floating around out there, and some of it may or may not be true. For instance, the story of there being pre-installed explosive charges behind the cabin doors. What's your criteria? How do you go about researching all of this information, deciding what is worthy of your confidence and what isn't?
Having a calibrated idea of, you know, what's impossible, you know, like I described, you know, the lightning and, you know, the explosives. And, you know, the industry just doesn't think in those terms. If they have to get into the cockpit, you know, they've got, you know, explosives designed for that. They just stick them to the door, you know, and pull the trigger.
Okay. And how about the idea of there being sort of pilot override capabilities that are installed in some current passenger jets?
It's almost ludicrous because, you know, those kind of things go wrong. And, you know, as good as the airplanes are, you know, you'll see electronics fail, and, you know, that's not one that you'd, you know, take a chance on. And technologically, it is possible up to a point. But, you know, if I'm sitting there, you know, as captain or co-pilot on a 757 and something, you know, takes over the airplane, I just reach over and trip off the autopilot or kick the generators off, you know, and the problem's solved.
Okay. Is it possible that some kind of specialty auto hijack equipment could have been installed on some of the 9/11 planes? Some people have done research on Dov Zakheim, who was the Pentagon comptroller, who then, I guess he, it was on his watch that the Pentagon lost that $2.3 trillion. And he was also a major player in a corporation which manufactured basically remote guidance equipment for aircraft. So some people have suggested that perhaps there was a remote override installed on one or more of the planes on 9/11.
If you take a look at the complexity to pull that off, how do you get past the crew? And because you've got to get them out of the seat, you've got to disable them, and you've got to have somebody on board to make sure everything's done. And it's just so messy that Occam's razor, Doyle, I don't care either one, is going to tell you that it's ludicrous to even go that route.
So what could have happened to was it Chip, the Burlingame, the pilot of Flight 77, supposedly, who had participated in a drill involving an aircraft attack on the Pentagon almost exactly 1 year before 9/11? Where did he go? What happened to him?
I lost track of him.
Okay. I think a lot of people have. The official story, of course, is that he and all those other people, including Barbara Olson, died in a fiery crash at the Pentagon without leaving, they did leave their DNA, but no other evidence of a passenger plane crash.
The airplane melted down, but the DNA survived. Sure.
Exactly. one other aspect of the official story that involves aviation I wanted to fly by you, as it were, Ralph, is the story about Muhammad Atta, who was planning, supposedly, to take this hijacked plane from Boston to Logan Airport into the World Trade Center. And so the official story has it that the day before 9/11, he drove up to Portland, Maine, and checked into a motel there. And the very next morning, he woke up a little late, apparently, because his checkout time was 20 minutes before takeoff time on the plane out of Portland. So he supposedly made it on that plane in that 20 minutes, and then somehow had his luggage misplaced. Now, how the heck he managed to check in his luggage and, 20 minutes, waking up, getting out of the motel 20 minutes before flight time, I don't know. But in any case, he supposedly got his magic suitcase onto the flight from Portland to Boston. And that suitcase then, for whatever reason, didn't make it onto the doomed flight. That's the official story. And in that suitcase, there was all sorts of amazing stuff, a full 19 names of these 19 hijackers. There was a flight manual in Arabic. There was a hijacking manual. There was a last will and testament, which, of course, was just a ridiculous parody of an Islamist last will and testament, because it began in the name of God, myself, and my family. Now, no Muslim would ever
Allah.
Say that.
Allah only.
Right. So anyway, that suitcase didn't get loaded onto the doomed flight, and that's why we found it.
It's the pristine bullet of the Kennedy assassination, the pristine passport of the World Trade Center, and just it's so ludicrous. You have to wonder what kind of drugs these people are on to come up with this stuff.
Well, the CIA did go through a period back in the early '60s when they were dosing each other with LSD regularly, and I wonder if some of these people have been unhinged by that experience. But on the other hand, what does that say about the American people that buy this?
No, exactly. No, it's a sad situation. But the ludicrousness of a lot of this stuff is patent. You just take a look at it, have a good laugh, and go home and find a crying towel because it's so horrible in the end.
Yeah, well, I try to keep hammering on the fact that there's a good reason why we should be exposing this, because if we can get through the dark times of this, coming to grips with this horrible thing, on the other side of that, there be break out of the clouds into the blue sky, because people are once we go through that period of shock, we should be able to look back and say, wait a minute, we really screwed up, handing the intelligence and military people as complete power, handing Cheney as dictatorial presidential power. That was a mistake. And so maybe we could roll all that stuff back, get back to our Constitution, and start focusing on real problems that are affecting the world, not this bogus terror threat. Well, anyway, I hope we have better times ahead. This is Kevin Barrett talking with Ralph Ohmholt on Truth Jihad Radio. So we'll be right back after the break. Stay with us and give us a call if you want to.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Truth Jihad Radio, right here on RBNLive.com. This is your host, Kevin Barrett, talking with Ralph Umholt. You can see his work by putting Skydrifter into your favorite search engine. And if you'd like to talk with me or Ralph, you're welcome to call in at the RBNLive.com call-in number, 1-800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And, well, Ralph, we're just talking about how sad this whole thing is, and yet how hopefully there's a silver lining on the other side of this dark cloud. But, boy, I can't wait to get there, because I'm getting tired of living in an America where, you know, you pretty much have to, you know, drop your pants and spread them at airport security every time you want to go somewhere. And I'm flying around the country on a lecture tour. This is ridiculous. You know, this ongoing bombardment with terror alert has been raised to orange. Get ready to disrobe at the check-in point, and on and on and on. I'm sick of it. You know, we really need people to you know, to just say, hey, you know, I'm not going to take this anymore. This is ridiculous. You know, Ralph, even if 9/11, you know, were really what they're telling us it was, which of course it wasn't, but even if it were, the number of people killed in auto accidents would be in the hundreds of thousands since 9/11, and we had 3,000 people killed on 9/11, the odds are worse that you're going to lose your life driving to and from the airport than taking a plane, even if there were no security whatsoever. I mean, you know, that's enough right there for people to understand that this whole thing is a fraud and a hoax designed to terrorize people into being manipulated and controlled. How are we going to wake people up?
When people start, realizing that they're losing their, freedoms, and, they're being, taken away from them economically. Who can afford health insurance anymore? When you and I were kids, Dad paid, $125 a month maybe or something like that, for family insurance, entire families. But now, you go out there and, personally, I'm 58 years old, I can't find a policy out there for less than $500 a month, and then, that won't cover anything. And, that's the world that we've come to, is that, economically we're being controlled, more than politics ever wants us.
That's right, and it seems like that's almost a planned thing in a way, doesn't it?
It's totally planned.
Bob Bowman has talked about how if the increases in productivity that have continued since the early 60s had translated into the average wage earner's salary, we'd all be making, 30 or 40 bucks an hour. But instead, as he puts it, the productivity increases have all been skimmed off by the class of traitorous billionaires, the same folks who gave us 9/11. And maybe it's time for the people to say, hey, we've had enough of this.
Now, Kevin, one of the major economic factors that we're looking at is that, the powers that be in the economic world hate one term with a passion, and that's called entitlement program. Now, the irony is that, these programs are something that we've already paid for. Social Security, for example, Medicare, these things were prepaid, and, the funds were raped three different times at least.
That's right. Yeah, Cheney and his gang have taken a big skim out of Social Security and other entitlement programs, haven't they? And the standard of living for ordinary people today, I think, may not be quite what it's cracked up to be, given that now we have two wage earners bringing home, in many cases, less than what one did back when I was born in 1959.
It's totally a controlled environment, and you don't want to go there because the thought is that terrible. But how do you deny it?
Well, yeah, I think we need to stop denying it. I think we need to wake up. Throughout history, there are these periods where the people have sort of been, half asleep, and you hear this sort of click clack of knitting needles of Madame Lafarge, somewhere. You may have, some rabble rouser on the radio like me, or somebody, trying to talk up things in the background. But all at once,
rabble rouser, you have to go to Fox.
Yeah, well, I don't know if those are rabble rousers or rabble put sleepers. I've been on there, and I've done my best trying to rouse some rabble by way of Fox News, and had modest success. But
that's a tough breed over there.
Oh man, those people! I'll tell you, what I don't understand is why people put up with that. They just go on these shows of Hannity and O'Reilly, and they just let those guys talk over them. I've been on each one.
I want to see both of them in prison for treason before this is over.
Well, if in Nazi Germany they can go after Goebbels and the rest of that crew, the brainwashing and propaganda outfit, I don't see why we can't do it here. When we expose 9/11, I think we're going to have to go after the people in control of our mainstream media.
Let me leave you with this thought on that subject. In biblical history, people forget that Goliath was beheaded with his own sword.
Okay.
And so you take a look at what's going on now, and you say, wait a minute, are you telling me that somebody resurrected Nazism with a few improvements? And the answer is yes.
And the question is, will they meet the same end that Hitler did, and perhaps for the same reason, by making a terrible...
If there's a God, they will.
Yeah, well, I think there is a God. There's a cosmic justice. I don't think we'll have to be monotheists to get a sense that what goes around comes around, but... I think that monotheism does put it in a clear way that we're going to end up accounting for what we do. And even if there's no accountability, as our caller Jeff said, for the 9/11 criminals, all of us one day will be accounting for our deeds on this earth. And that's why I'm trying to do the right thing here, and I'm glad you are too, Ralph. Listen, we have another break coming up here, so go ahead and call in if you want. It's rbnlive.com, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Welcome back to Truth Jihad Radio. This is your host, Kevin Barrett, and I can dish it out, but I can take it, too. And we're going to take some from our callers, beginning with Byron from California. How you doing, Byron?
Hey, great. Hey, I seen you on Hannity and Cones, and it was kind of the first time I ever felt sorry for Hannity.
I didn't know I was that mean to him.
No, you did. You did quite well.
Well, if he's telling me I shouldn't have my job, you know, then I just said he should be taken off the air. If he wants to take me out of the classroom, I'll take him off the air. You know.
You're one of the few guys that didn't let him run over you. You stood up quite well. I'm a late comer on this 9/11 thing, and I, like so many other people, thought, well, it was two planes that went into the two towers, and that's what brought them down, the weight of the plane and the fuel. And my mind changed when I seen Building 7 that went down. That was quite a ways away from the other two towers that wasn't hit, and yet it went down in the same fashion that the other two did. And the other thing that really made me really kind of laugh or suspicious was when they said they found the passport of one of the guys that was on the plane, one of the hijackers. And I was just imagining myself on a plane when I have, when I carry my passports, I either put it in my inside coat pocket or, you know, in my bag or whatever. You know, they want to make you believe that he must have been carrying the passport in one hand and the box cutter in the other hand when he was hijacking the plane. And then miraculously, the passport flew out of the plane through the fire and lit on the ground and with not a whole lot of damage, which was a pretty good, you have to have a pretty good imagination to think that it would be possible. But the point I was going to make was, it's unfortunate, and I've been listening a lot to RBC here, or whatever, this radio station.
RBNLive.com.
Yeah, the last two or three weeks that aired, you get a lot of different people, and they all got their own ideas on how this happened and how the only way it possibly could have happened. One of the things that I seen was, it was another pilot, and my memory is like a sieve. I can't think, remember it. But he had on air, he had a picture, and there was four different cameras, CNN and a few other cameras that actually showed that second plane when it came into the building. And on the underbelly of it was some kind of a pod that it looked like. And if you've and I've seen that loose change where you listen to that Northwood, where the Americans, they were going to have a plane that was going to be a drone plane flowing, then have it blowing up. I thought, this is a perfect map for what happened on 9/11. And like I said, there was four different cameras and camera angles that I thought was definitely showed some kind of a pod or something underneath the bottom of the plane. And of course, then you got that Fox reporter that said it wasn't a commercial airline. Mind you, had others that said it was a commercial airline. So you know, I don't know how much you put into that, but
It's an interesting issue, Byron. You know, I recently spent some time with Dave Von Kleist, who's the maker of the DVD 9/11 in Plain Sight, which I think is a pretty good DVD. But you know, he does lead everything up, and he kind of makes the climax of his DVD the issue of were there these pods under the planes that hit the Trade Center. And you know, I'm not willing to completely say that that's wrong, but at the same time, it seems like that particular issue is one that the debunkers think they can kind of debunk, you know, giving optical explanations. So let's ask Ralph, who's an aviation expert. What do you think?
What was seen as a pod there is you see the aircraft, you know, approach the building, the pod grows, and at the same time it's maneuvering. And you take a look at one last clip of that, and you see this vapor trail. And, you know, you can see this at any airport on a takeoff when, you know, the atmospheric conditions are just right. You'll see a vapor trail develop over the wing. And for that pod, you know, appeared to develop right there is appropriate to the maneuvering of the airplane. That's strictly a condensation trail.
Okay. So,
otherwise, you know, it's disturbing as hell to, you know, take a look at that. You know, an aviator would take a look at that and say, well, I've seen that, but it usually happens someplace else.
So, okay, summarize this for me. Maybe I'm not quite getting it. What are the implications of what you're saying?
It was, an expected event. You know, just by virtue of, you know, the vapor conditions in the air as the airplane was maneuvering.
Okay, so you're saying that that doesn't make it any more likely that this particular plane was...
No, there's nothing nefarious about that.
Okay, gotcha. That's what a lot of folks in the 9/11 Truth Movement seem to think, and poor old Dave Von Kleist, who's a great guy, and he did a terrific video, has taken a lot of heat for putting too much stock in the pods and flashes.
You know, appropriately so.
Okay, but again, I want to say that I think he's a good guy, and we shouldn't shun him for that. I think a lot of people came to this whole thing through his DVD, which is very well made.
Overall, that's an outstanding product.
All right, great. Well, thanks, Byron. We have another caller, Nick from Texas, who's been patiently waiting for a while. How you doing, Nick?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Hanging in there.
Good. Well. You know, I was just this is actually the first time I've ever heard the radio show. I was driving into Austin, Texas, in traffic, you know, getting back to campus. I'm a student at UT, and I started listening in, and I just had a question for you guys. Do you think maybe in 50 years this is all going to be written in the text, you know, the textbooks, what happened, or like, how long do you think this is going to take for everybody to realize the truth? Because, you know, I run into a lot of people, and really these people have no idea, and it doesn't matter how much evidence you present to them, it just doesn't, you know, it just doesn't get into their heads. So, I mean, do you think in, you know, in 50 years or so, people are going to realize that this is really what happened? Or, I mean,
the marker will be the war crime trials on Cheney and the gang.
And that will have to happen a lot sooner than 50 years from now.
Oh, yeah.
It really, I think, you know, Nick, I think it depends on what we do. You're down there in Austin, and, you know, if you want to, you can hook up with those guys and the people at PNAC, Project for a New American Citizen. It's at PNA Citizen. I think it's .com or .org. Anyway, just Google PNA Citizen, and you'll get there. And you know, Austin is a hotbed of this kind of activity. If we really put our minds to it and put the energy, our, you know, as much energy as we can into solving this thing, we can get it done. Because, you know, most, you know, when people figure this out, and they can because the evidence is so obvious, they're going to be hopping mad. And there's just no reason we should have to wait for 50 years. What do you think,
yeah,
Ralph?
Yeah, because, you know, you've got, you know, writers, you know, and other, you know, great minds such as, you know, Griffin and Jones, and, you know, people like yourself that are out there just, you know, fighting this tooth and nail, and, you know, very good minds, you know, taking a very sensible and, you know, scholarly approach to it, and it's going to happen sooner than later.
You know, it's so exhausting, you know, because as obvious as the evidence is, you know, you really don't have to be a genius, a rocket scientist, or even intelligent to realize, you know, that it's all a big setup. And when you try and explain it to, you know, to these people, it's like pushing on a wall. It just doesn't matter how much evidence you present. And, you know, I used to be that person. I guess I was probably a senior in high school the day that 9/11, you know, the planes hit. And, you know, for about 4 or 5 years, I was a guy who was like, well, you know, if you don't agree with our with what our government's doing, then you can get out. You know, you can, you know, the Patriot, basically they had me brainwashed. And, you know, I just started realizing that, you know, I used to be that person. You know, not everybody's just going to realize it. You have to actively, I guess, you know, get the information out there. But it is just so exhausting when you try and present information to people and it just doesn't even matter. It's stressful.
Well, it is, Nick. And, you know, one way to deal with that is to kind of relax a little bit about it. And, you know, I mean, all of us, when we see this, we say, man, this is, you know, this is vital. This is important. We got to get this done. And I was recently talking with Ken Jenkins, who's a psychologist and videographer, who's done David Griffin videos. And he points out there's a difference between, you know, panic and concern. And if we're, you know, coming at this in a panicked way where, you know, we're just beating on people like, you know, and they're reacting like brick walls, that's not necessarily going to work because we're going to burn out. But we kind of kick back and relax and realize that, well, you know, we were in the same place that they were. And, you know, they don't have to come on board with this right away. So, you know, instead of just, you know, yelling at them, getting in their face, just kind of say, you know, check this out. Take a look at this DVD and, you know, hand them a DVD, just that kind of thing. That's what I think brings people around, and you have to be patient about it because there are huge emotional blocks here, and you need to get people desensitized so they can even look at this information. But luckily, as time goes by, they are growing desensitized naturally, and then the more they hear about this, especially in a relatively non-threatening way, the more that that process continues, and finally they reach the point where boom, they can look at the information and it all clicks.
Yeah, I agree. As time goes on, exactly, you know, more information is being thrown out there. I think, you know, daily, more and more people are realizing what the problem is. And I know you mentioned PNAC. I actually, for the first time, I saw Alex Jones and I believe Jack Youngblood or Jack Blood. They spoke on campus. They were talking about some type of skull and bone society, all sorts of stuff that went back, you know, to World War II. Gosh, I couldn't even explain. You understand what I'm talking about? Something about they're trying to, I guess, decrease the population, you know, all that stuff. Do you buy into their theory?
Well, personally, I'm... you know, I'm still looking at that stuff. I do, you know, I'm sure Skull and Bones is real. And, you know, it's bizarre enough what we know for sure about it. What we know is that, you know, it's been around for almost 200 years, a secret society at Yale. And the way they bring people into the secret society, they initiate them by having the people lie in coffins in the middle of the room with all the members of the group around them. And then the initiate has to recite his entire sexual history and masturbate in the coffin in front of all these other guys. This is sick and twisted. And to think that, you know, that both Bush and Kerry, you know, went through this initiation, and the whole point, of course, is to make these people feel like they're, you know, they're the only real people and everybody else, you know, they're just to be manipulated. So, yeah, there really is a Skull and Bones, and they really are pretty bizarre. As far as depopulation plans and so on that Alex is into, you know, I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. Alex Jones has been a couple of years ahead of me on a number of things, and I wouldn't put it past him to be ahead of me on that stuff, too. But personally, I think we need to try to come at people in a more positive way and not just whip up fears and angers, but also to whip up hope and kindness and patience and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I agreed. Yeah, well, you know, it is a... It's kind of hard to take in for the first time because I'm listening to all this stuff, and it sounds almost like it's out of a movie, you know. And it's kind of hypocritical to say, well, you know, don't believe the government, you know, whatever the government tells you, but at the same hand, you're believing everything, you know, Alex Jones tells you. So it's kind of hard to find a medium to where you really are thinking for yourself and not just getting all your information from one person. But it is something that... It's very hard to believe for the first time, but, you know, it is worth looking into. But I guess that's all I had. It was nice talking to you guys. I'll definitely be listening in more now that I know you guys are there. But y'all have a good one.
All right. You too. Huh?
Tell your friends about us.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Nick. That was a great call. And Nick's from Austin. I'd like to give a little shout-out to some friends in Austin. There's Brave New Books and Harlan. And there's those great PNAC guys, John and Matt, that I had on the show a week or two ago. So, hey, Austin, Texas is the 9/11 truth epicenter in this country, as far as I can tell. So that's actually where this radio station is based, too. So, hey, go Austin. Do you have any responses to what Nick was saying, Ralph?
Yeah, he brings up, you know, some interesting points, especially about the Skull and Bones in particular. And, you know, I'm a Mason myself, and I'm, you know, quite a student of, you know, secret society type thing. And there's no Illuminati, and, you know, the Masons, you know, have been run out of, you know, Washington, D.C., you know, much to our credit, I guess. But, you know, the Skull and Bones in particular, you know, is one, you know, to really watch, and, you know, more the psychology that goes with it than anything else, because it's a very powerful, you know, psychology that's, you know, brought into play. And, you know, there's a lot to be said for, you know, exactly that point of, you know, if there's any one nefarious organization, you know, all the arrows point there.
Yeah, I agree. Skull and Bones has supposedly been a big funnel for people in the covert operations wing of the CIA, in particular the ones who are doing the illegal actions such as, well, mind-controlling people, dealing in drugs. And in fact, the CIA is probably the biggest single institutional player in the world's illegal drug trade. And the Bones men, these, you know, self-proclaimed outlaws who've gotten past all shame thanks to their wonderful initiation ritual, and they, you know, stick up for each other and, you know, have a secret handshake, and they think anybody who's not a Bonesman is just some sheep to be manipulated. Yeah, I think we need to watch out for groups like that.
Now, if you can't, you know, get somebody to say, oh, you know, here's, you know, what we're all about, then, you know, there's something wrong.
Yeah, that's right. You know, this, the whole business of secrecy, really, when people or groups have to operate under a veil of secrecy and they can't be straightforward about what they're doing, you really better be suspicious of what they're up to. And that's why secret societies, just by definition, have to be watched out for. I think JFK actually was talking about going after and exposing some secret societies shortly before he was killed, along with all the other things he was doing that could have provoked his assassins.
He had a lot of people mad at him.
Yeah, I mean, talk about, you know, pissing off all the right people. He, you know, he was cozying up to Castro, apparently, or at least some say that, which didn't do too much for him with the CIA Cuban crowd. He was trying to pull out of Vietnam, which didn't do much for him with the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who were and the more importantly, the money people who wanted to go in there and make a killing, as it were. He was about to start printing the government's own money, taking away the monopoly from the Federal Reserve, and he was going after secret societies. And interestingly, he was going to shut down the Israeli nuclear program before it started.
So not only that, he was trying to stop the foreign aid to Israel. And I think it was primarily a lot of his problem did come out of Israel proper.
It might have, although what does that say about how our intelligence, military and intelligence organizations must be penetrated by a foreign power? And I'll tell you, it doesn't really, I'm trying to bring Jews, Christians, and Muslims together for 9/11 truth, but I think we do need to speak the truth as we see it to each other, and I'm not shy about coming right out and saying that I don't like having an extremist Israeli citizen like Chertoff being the head of their homeland security and imposing a kind of a Nazi regime on the USA.
I mean, Goliath was killed with his own sword.
That's right. Yeah, well, Israel, it seems to me they've, chosen to live by the sword. They're probably going to die by the sword. They could have chosen peace a lot of times down through past 40 years, and they never have.
Look at the Mossad motto, by deception thou shalt do war. Nothing about defending Israel. They do war.
That's right. Well, the CIA motto, ironically, is "The truth shall set you free," which is the same motto that we have at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Not sure the CIA lives up to that, but I'm afraid the Mossad does live up to theirs.
You realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water, in short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Everybody talks about faggots, 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 faggots. This is a madness, it's a middle. All we are saying is give these a chance.
Welcome back. back to Truth Jihad Radio. This is your host, Kevin Barrett. And I am saying give peace a chance, but I'm also saying give truth a chance. And I'm taking that message to the big peace rally in downtown Missoula, Montana, tomorrow. And I'm lucky to get featured as a keynote speaker there. It's good to be making some headway among the peace people. And, boy, you know, I think we need to give truth a chance, and I hope the peace people will figure that out, because war depends on deception. And, you know, just having the right emotions and wanting peace isn't enough. You got to use your brain, too, and figure out what's actually going on in the world. Otherwise, your actions aren't necessarily going to be contributing to the solutions that you desire. Well, let me give you one last plug here as we're coming up to the top of the hour and the end of the show. If you want to get on the MUJCA.com mailing list, that is the Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance mailing list, and find out what I'm up to and what the Alliance is up to, you can email me, kevin@mujca.com, and with your questions, comments, and requests be put on the mailing list. You can also find out who's going to be on this radio show by going there to the MUJCA.com website and clicking on the radio schedule. Next week on the show, we will have Fred Burks, a former presidential translator. He has an interesting website up there called wanttoknow.info. That's wanttoknow.info. It's a really good database of mainstream media stories on these topics that they'll publish, you know, one story and then they'll just forget about it. 9/11, of course, is a classic example. So that should be a lot of fun. Tonight I'm finishing up a great conversation with Ralph Umholtz, a pilot of 727s, 37s, 47s, 57s, and 67s, who says the official story that those 757s and 767s did all that damage on 9/11 just doesn't fly. Ralph, before we get off the air, do you have anything you want to say now so I can give you enough time to say it?
The main thing, Kevin, is, you know, for people to get educated on the truth, emphasis on the truth, and to start thinking for themselves, because if they don't, somebody else will do their thinking for them. That's what's been happening since, you know, 9/11. Somebody else did the thinking, and here we are over in Iraq, you know, committing war crimes, for God's sake.
That's right. Do your own thinking, folks. As a university instructor, once in future, I hope, let me tell you that just, you know, going through the educational bureaucracy in itself is not going to make you a critical thinker. You have to be active. You have to think critically about what they're telling you in those institutions. You have to realize that those institutions have biases. They have blinders on. You have to not think in certain ways in order to function in these institutions. And so you really need to start thinking outside the box, like now, and take that kind of outside-the-box, genuine, critical thought and apply it to what's going on in the world. And I think if we do that with regard to 9/11, we can create a much better world for ourselves.
You know, Kevin, the one thing that I would encourage people to do is to, you know, think ahead, and not necessarily in negative terms, but, you know, just to observe, you know, what, you know, is probable and how it can happen.
Okay, yeah, use common sense to think about what's probable and what's not. One wild improbability multiplied by another yields basically an impossibility. A probability so small that it's just not meaningful. And that's what we've got with that official story. Hey, Ralph, thanks for a great conversation. I appreciate your coming on.
Not a problem. Looking forward to the next time, I hope.
Okay, hope to have you back. And in the meantime, folks can find Ralph's website by putting SkyDrifter into your favorite search engine. This is Kevin Barrett on Truth Jihad Radio, speaking through RBNLive.com, trying to tell the truth and get some patriotic courage going in this country. I'll be back next week. Stay tuned for more great programming on RBNLive.com. See you all later.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to..."